Class 7, Subject English Literature, Topic Ulysses and the Cyclops. Today, we shall study about Ulysses and the Cyclops. Ulysses was the king of Ithaca, a small Greek island. He was also a great warrior and adventurer. He fought in the War of Troy that lasted for 10 years. After the war, he started his long journey towards home. On the way, he had many adventures. Today, we shall study one of them. Follow the lesson in your textbook. Ulysses and his companions reached an island. It was the land of the Cyclops. The Cyclops were giant shepherds. They had only one eye in the middle of their forehead. They lived in caves and kept great flocks of sheep. They did not know how to cultivate the land, but the land was so fertile that it produced wheat and grapes. They did not know how to make bread or wine. Each cyclope lived alone. They had no laws or government. Ulysses, with a group of 12 followers, went to explore the island and find out what kind of people lived there. You can study the pictures given. They came to a large cave and entered it. No one was there, but from the size of everything in the cave, they saw that each thing was very large. They got an idea about the size of the owner of the cave. They found great baskets of cheese and bowls of milk. They were also young lambs. The men wanted to take the cheese and return to their ships. But Ulysses wanted to see the owner of the cave. So they waited in the cave, eating cheese and drinking wine, which they had brought with them. In the evening, they heard a loud noise, like the falling of a house. It was the owner of the cave, who was out grazing his sheep and now had returned. Ulysses and his men hid in the remote parts of the cave when they saw the giant. He threw down the trunk of a large tree which was going to be used for firewood. He then drove the sheep into the cave. He picked up a big flat stone to block the entrance of the cave. He then lit a fire and sat down to milk the sheep and goats. Suddenly, by the firelight, the giant saw some of Ulysses' men and asked them who they were. They were afraid, but Ulysses had the courage and said they were Greeks returning from Troy and had lost their way. The cyclope did not answer. He took hold of two men, dashed their brains out, tore them to pieces and ate them. You must be thinking, how terrible, how horrible. He then drank many bowls of milk and lay down on the ground and fell asleep.